forgiveth all our sins. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. With you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a new covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them, to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In today's gospel from the 12th chapter of John, we see Jesus being approached by some Greeks. Now, apparently, these were Gentile God-fearers, as they had come to Jerusalem to observe Passover. They had heard of Jesus and his work. And they asked one disciple who had the clearly Greek name of Philip to make contact with him. These non-Jews came to the disciple who would be familiar with the Greeks, and said, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." We wish to see Jesus. I don't know if you know it or not, but those words are often carved into pulpits where only the preacher can see them. My first year in seminary, I was invited back to my home parish to preach on Theological Education Sunday. I was 27 years old. I had never preached before. I had never had a class on preaching. But let me tell you, I worked for weeks on that sermon. And so when I climbed up into the pulpit, I was ready, or so I thought. And then I saw those words carved into the wood and painted with gold, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Well, let me tell you, I don't think the congregation saw Jesus that morning. But that is the task of every preacher and every sermon, to let Jesus be seen. The people of God don't need to have information about Jesus. They need to encounter Jesus. And how is that done? By having our hearts open to him. We encounter Jesus in the other person we meet on the street, we meet Jesus when we take the time to truly listen to another. We are in his presence when we hear the word in scripture and in preaching. We confront him in sacrament, in his body and blood, in the bread and wine at the altar. When those Greeks asked to see Jesus, the Gospel of John doesn't say that Jesus talked to them directly. Instead, he speaks to Andrew and Philip and says, "The hour has come." Jesus' answer was to predict his death on the cross. And so when you and I ask to see Jesus, we find him present in our suffering, in times of difficulty, because he willingly went to the cross. And our Lord warned his disciples that total love for life in this world would result in the loss of eternal life. And he asks us to follow him, even to the cross. We will begin to see Jesus when we understand what the prophet Jeremiah meant when he said God would put his law within us and write it on our hearts. And he will be our God, and they shall be my people. We encounter Jesus when we no longer externalize his love and his teachings, but internalize them, make them a part of the very fabric of our being. Jeremiah is saying that God will write on our hearts not the law of wrath, but the law of love. God will write on our hearts words of comfort, words of truth, and God will be our strength. Right now, this morning, try to imagine, if you will, what words God is writing on your heart. What words would God write on your heart? Sir, we wish to see Jesus. We see Jesus when we invite him into our hearts. We discover God's love in Christ when our faith is not a matter of fear, but of discovering that God accepts us. When we discover the law of God written on our hearts. Walter Wengeren has a wonderful story in his book, The Manger is Empty, about how he tried to stop his son Matthew from stealing comic books. That's what his little boy did. And he tried various uses of the law over several years, and he kept failing. And finally, he resorted to something he rarely used. A spanking. He did it deliberately, almost ritualistically, and he was so upset that when he finished, he left the room and wept. And after pulling himself back together, he went into Matthew and hugged him. A number of years later, Matthew and his mother were reminiscing. And Matthew happened to bring up the time when he kept stealing comic books. "And you know why I finally stopped?" he asked. "Sure," she said, "because Dad finally spanked you." "No," replied Matthew. "No, because Dad cried." You see, love accomplished that which the law could not. Jesus saw the purpose of his suffering on the cross as a means to show the Father's love. Lent is coming to an end. The cross lies ahead. Come and see how the Father loves us. Amen.
Please stand with me and refresh your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed, found on page 326 of the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God. State of Christ Church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially George, our bishop, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government, and this in every land, especially Barak, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We remember especially those on our prayer list: Robbie, Margaret, Jean,
Steve, Bobby, Kenny, us.
Yes.
Are there any other prayers or petitions? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially for those that are deployed in harm's way. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Sean Spall and Doug Kemp. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life by faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
You who truly and earnestly repent you of your sins
and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and make your humble confession to Almighty God, devoutly kneeling. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Several announcements. First and foremost, I suppose, I want to tell all of you except three of us that you really missed it yesterday by not being present for the Handbell Festival. Our handbells did a wonderful job, and you've got to see their new t-shirts sometime. They're just great. There were 215 ringers at that festival, and it's just a great sound, and I was really proud of our group who were there. This Tuesday night is the last of the Lenten series. We encourage your attendance. One more Sunday to bring paper products for Hosanna House, and we are taking names to for the Easter Lilies donation. Please sign up on the door of the Flower Guild. Are there any other announcements? Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts.
with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we loud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his passion and death, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy, through our manifold sins, to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. Thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that the Lord dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank Thee that Thou dost feed us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of Thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of Thy favor and goodness towards us, that we are very members and corporate in the mystical body of Thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of Thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech Thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with Thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as Thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with Thee and the Holy Ghost be honor and glory, world without end. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.